Online now, I have Councillor Janice Boylan. Hello, Janice, how are you? Good morning.
How are you doing, Noel? Good morning.
So how are we getting on now with the rat situation? A very bad infestation there, but getting any alleviation at all?
Yeah, well, what's been happening is it's across the city. So we had people in Perth House where there was rat infestation, still is. We had people in Queen Street, Marmion Court, we had people in Constitution Hill who were reporting a rat infestation of you know, big proportions. I mean, we're all used to seeing them at some stages throughout the city, you know, with the litter and stuff like that. But these reports where they were literally just running around the place, coming up to close proximity to children and stuff like that. And it's still happening. It's not a case that nothing is being done about it, but it's not a case that it hasn't stopped either. So it is still a problem in some of the flat complexes.
Okay, now something's being done, but is enough being done? That's the question.
Well, see, you've got to take the way I look at things is, okay, you need to get the responsible people to look into this. So the HSC and DCC are two of the agencies that are obviously over looking after these type of things. DCC because it's their flat complexes.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take into consideration as well that there is on the HSC website a rodent control for householders. So it gives you a little briefing of what householders should do. And under that states the legislation that if they happen to be on your premises, as i.e. in your home, you're the responsible person to have to get them removed from the home, baited and whatever else that has to be done. There's also one for the construction companies, which I think aren't doing enough, to be perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have things like surveys done before you do any digging in any urban area, any area at all, but particularly urban area. You're supposed to have a survey done where you take stock of what infestation is there at the moment, because we know that they're there. I mean, it's not as if they're not there. We know that they are. And you're supposed to bait the area and stuff like that before you dig down and unsettle them, because we know from experience that when we're doing construction work or anything like that, it does unsettle them and it does cause them to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the situation where we had a fantastic summer. It's still quite mild out for the middle of October. And what that did was it allowed for more breeding to take place. And that's how we are overrun with them at the moment in some of the flat complexes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know what you're saying. Like, we know they're there because the old adage is that no one is ever more than 3 or 5 foot from a rat at any time.
Yeah.
You might know it, but that's the way it is. And I do remember, even when they built in the suburbs many, many years ago, field mice were a big problem with new housing estates because they were absolute. So that's what's happening in the city when they're doing all the building. But it's costing, I mean, with sense of humour, I must say the residents of a lot of these places have a great sense of humour, only short of giving names to the rats, the kids, I believe.
Yeah.
But there is some expense attached to it for people when they say, look, if it's on your property. And it can be quite expensive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially if you're dealing with rats, it's a different kettle of fish to when you're dealing with like field mice and little mice themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go into the shop and buy a mouse trap and it'll cost you about £150. You use it once you catch a mouse, and that's really the cost of it. But we're talking about rats. Like, rats are a totally different ball game altogether. They obviously can gnaw through the most hardest of substances. They come in massive numbers. It's never just one or two little rats running around the place. It's a nest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bigger, which means you have to get the rat traps to catch them. The baiting as well, you have to be really careful with the bait that you use. Some of the poisons obviously would be poisonous to children as well, so you have to be really careful. The expense is very, very dear for residents that have to deal with a rat infestation in their home or in their community. It's absolutely very dear. And I know some of the flat complexes, for example, Queen Street, one of the lads down there who I know very well, he went off and bought rats rat traps himself out of his own money, because he was absolutely sick of them coming up beside his kids' bikes and stuff when he had them, you know, outside of his property and stuff like that. So he went off and he got the rat traps, and then there was a post put up on Facebook where he showed how many rats he caught in one night, and they were all alive in the trap. They go into the trap.
Wow.
The trap is amazing. It doesn't just catch one, it allows for others to come in, and the rest of them can't get out. But oh my God, Noel, you'd want to see these rats climbing up on the cage and squealing, and they weren't tiny. These were really huge things. They were really bad. So yeah, the expense is very, very hard on constituents, and it is an expense that people could do without, absolutely.
Okay, and you have to think about hygiene and all that sort of
absolutely,
carry on as
yeah,
far as the
yeah.
kids are concerned. So I'm sure the kids have to be monitored all the time. It's a horrible situation. It doesn't look like it's going to abate at any time soon anyway.
Yeah, the poor kids, I mean, that's you know, obviously adults react differently to rats rather than kids. Kids kind of, you know, develop the fears that their parents would instill in them, or you know, if you tell a child don't do that, they listen to you and stuff like that. So the kids are around the flat complexes, they're playing, they're kicking their ball and stuff like that, and they're getting to the stage now, if the ball goes over into the corner, they're afraid to go over and pick it up and stuff in case there's a rat there, or in case a rat has been there. And then you've caught the whole thing that where a rat goes, it constantly urinates and stuff like that. So it's you've got the whole hygiene end of it as well. And parents are absolutely terrified. I mean, the thoughts of rats terrifies me as an adult.
I'm sure it hasn't been. I'm finding it strange that it hasn't become a major health issue with HSE or indeed the council. To that respect, that hasn't been come to the fore, and something major being done.
You see, the old thing is, all of the time, and sometimes this is just the way society is, and some of the agencies can act on reaction. So they wait until something drastic happens before they go in and actually do the job that they're supposed to do beforehand. But just in the instance of DCC, and I don't pick up for anybody. I'm a Dublin City Councillor. I speak up for the people. That's who elects me, and that's the people that I speak up to. But I always would like to make the point when I know that it's factual. Dublin City Council, you know, in recent times, have tried to do the best that they possibly can to address the epidemic of the rats in some of the flat complexes. We had a detailed memo sent around. We requested it from the area manager in relation to Constitution Hill just a couple of days ago, outlining what had been done and what they were going to do moving forward as well. But again, it has to be done from HSE perspective, because what this is now is it's starting to get to where health is a concern, and where people are, you know, people are entitled to live in places that are not overrun with rats. Yet we know they live beside us. We understand that. I mean, as you said there, Noel, a few minutes ago, the old tale is that nobody is ever 3 to 5 meters away from a rat. That's fine once they're under the ground and they're doing their own thing. But what's happening is these are getting attitudes.
That's what I was going to say. That if they start to get an attitude and start to spread further around the city and feel like they can walk and move anywhere,
absolutely.
That's the problem.
And they are. They're doing that already, because I read a report of a guy who is works for one of the companies. I won't mention the name, but it's an extermination company. And I read a report, and I think it was Pierce House he was talking about. I'm not too sure. He said that he went in, and on investigation, he was walking around to kind of look and see what was going on and see where these rats could be coming from and stuff like that. And he actually witnessed a little kitten walk across the road, and a group of rats, like 3 or 4 of them, came and attacked the little kitten, pulling it down into a ditch. He said he's never seen anything like it in his life before. So they're not only scavenging now, they're going out and they're hunting. So they're getting used to humans, they're getting used to being around loud noises, they're getting used to being around children playing, and that's where the danger is.
That sounds like a horror novel I read one time many, many years ago.
Oh, did you? Oh, God.
It's okay.
Yeah,
written by James Herbert. But anyway, that's another story. Maybe that's where he saw something like that and he got his ideas from. So is there any hope on the horizon that there's going to be, as I say, any... alleviation for the situation. Is there any more effort being made, or is it just continuing as it is?
Yeah, no, there is. There is going to be effort made. I mean, it's not just me that's screaming from the sidelines about this and calling on DCC and HSD to do it. There is other community members who are saying the same thing, other local councillors who are saying the same thing as well. So we're certainly not backing down, and we're not taking, you know, oh yeah, we did this, we've done that. We want a continuation of those services. So we want to make sure that the flats are going to be continually dated, that there's going to be surveys done by construction companies before they decide to dig and stuff, and that they take some of the responsibility as well, because we have these big companies coming in and building the likes on the GDA and stuff like that, the Grange Garment Development Agency there, where, you know, there's an awful lot of work going on there as well, with the Broadstone link to the Lewis as well. So it's all of this work has disturbed the rats and it has moved them, and of course they're coming towards where, you know, there's bins and stuff like that, and where is easy food for them to scavenge through and stuff like that. But I mean, when you think about it, if you walk outside your hall door, you don't want to be like faced with a rat.
As I said, the humour in the area is wonderful from the people themselves. So I suppose that's what keeps themselves going.
Because they don't keep them.
But I think what you've just said, Janice, is prevention. Yeah. The prevention. We didn't really have this problem before, and there's been massive building and renovation in the city. It's just that they seem to become more careless and that sort of thing.
And there's actually legislation that says that they have to do these surveys beforehand. So I think we need to take that back to the HSC, that they're liaising with these companies before they're coming into the areas, and they're actually maintaining and saying to them, listen, this needs to be done. We've had this problem before. There hasn't been building work done here in years upon years upon years. Obviously, we're going to disturb something. You need to do the survey to check out and make sure that you deal with the issue before it escalates to where they're coming up onto people's doorsteps, because I certainly, as a local councillor, will not have that. There's absolutely no way I will let the constituents in the community go through that, and the little children either.
We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks, and maybe we'll talk again, Janice. But thanks for talking to us at the moment. Thank you. And I hope things get better. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks a million. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And that's Councillor Janice Boyle. And I really do hope things get better. It's rather stupid to be letting things like that happen when they're easily preventative, I imagine. To say not knowing anything about it. But there you go. Janice Boyle there. And we may be talking in a few weeks and see has the situation got any better.